Radio Influence. The future is now.
You know her from network radio, but now she's on the net and in your head.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is the Fabulous Sports Babe on Radio Influence.
I hope you had an absolutely wonderful holiday, because today happens to be, it's the Babe Cast. You know, we love doing that on Radio Influence. They just annoy me, but I get on here and I have nothing to do. So that's what I do. Now, first of all, I hope you had a good time, a good Hanukkah, a good Christmas, New Year's Eve, all that kind of stuff. I hope everything came out and was wonderful for you. By the way, if one more person dies in the next 5 days, I'm going to kill myself. 2016 sucked. I mean, George Michael, you can say whatever you want about drugs and stuff like that, but still, I mean, he was 50 years old. That's a little bit frightening. And when you think of all the people, and you start like a year ago and you think about David Bowie, and you go through all these people that have died, and it's just, it's almost, and you know, a really good friend of mine passed away, and she was like 50 something, and she was going to play tennis 3 times a week. And you know, I was kind of so surprised at that. And so now all these people that we know, it's kind of weird. I'll be glad when 2016 is over. Let's do a couple of things. First and foremost, let me just tell you, first and foremost, yes, I had a good time at Christmas. I made scalloped potatoes. And you know what? I got these vegetarians in my life and they kind of piss me off, but it's what you have to do. Like yesterday, I had to make a ham and navy bean soup, a wonderful ham. But I got to make a separate one with vegetables. And I got to make a separate one because I got these like vegetarian idiots around. Anyway, I was making the scalloped potatoes. I was wonderful. I made corn pudding. I was spectacular. What else did I make? I forgot the rest of it. So I put the scalloped potatoes and I'm taking it out to go down in my elevator. And the thing piles on top of me, burns the daylights across me. And I'm taking this to somebody else's house and I'm sitting there with ice on top of me. It was really great. What did I take over there? I took the corn pudding. I took that. Oh, I know what I had to do for the vegetarians. I had to make like this cauliflower cheesy thing. Why do I do these things? I don't know. Let's talk a lot about football. We got a lot of things to talk about. Goodbye to Rex and Goober. Now, I don't want to say anything, but if they're with the Bills and they got 5 years there, do they really have to pay him another 3 years? And, you know, if I'm Rex and Goober, I make them pay me. That's the way I feel about that. But all these people that have been gone, goodbye. Does it have to get that crazy? It's kind of weird that they do it right now. You know, did you see the game the other day? I have to tell you, I'm watching Denver. What is it? Detroit. I'm sorry. Detroit going up against the Cowboys. And I'm like, this is pretty damn good. And I'm sitting there going, this is pretty good. They go in at halftime and they come back and Dallas is out of control. The next thing you know, it could be 100 if you don't watch yourself. But that was a good game. I mean, the way they came out in the second half, boom, and laid it down. I said, okay, we'll figure out what that's all about. There are things we're going to look at. Can you believe this is the very last weekend? Very last weekend of football? I mean, if you have like Cleveland or Buffalo or something like that, it's over for you. Well, if you have the Bucks, they're over just like I am. But, you know, I was looking at things today and I'm thinking to myself, Baltimore and Cincinnati, well, you're not going anywhere. Giants at Washington. Washington has a big opportunity. They will not do it. They just don't do that. Green Bay and Detroit. I saw Detroit do terribly on Monday. And now they're both sitting there and it's 9-6 in Detroit. We thought you were going to do really well. Don't you think Green Bay is going to win this game? And we like Detroit a lot because I love Stafford. But I don't think that's a very good one at all. I was looking at some of the other things. By the way, let me just, because I know you people that have that fantasy crap that goes on, which I have to tell you about at some point. But I've got a bunch of things that are going on, and one of them happens to be that the my little Buccaneers are playing the horrible Carolina Panthers, who were just awful this year. Let's be honest. They weren't very good this year. And I've told you before, I put this all on the rubber chicken circuit. When you're out there and you're in the Super Bowl and aren't we great? No, we didn't win, but wasn't it wonderful? And then you go out and you do the rubber chicken circuit and the rubber chicken, and you forget all the stuff that you had to do, like waiting up the whole time to get ready. And then you forget about it. And that's why you're 6-9 and you'll probably be 6-10 by the time the Bucks do something with all of that. I can't complain. You know what? I mean, the Bucks could easily be 9-7. I was never expecting that at all. By the way, let me just tell you something. Not that anyone cares about this, but I will. Doug Martin, for the people that play the fantasy thing, Doug Martin is a pretty good football player. And he came in last year. It was his, no, he did very well. But the fact is, he's from Boise State, which we love anyway. But he was there for 4 years and he was kind of injured like half of the time. He came in, he was spectacular again last year. Came out, it was spectacular. They had to give him a new contract. Now, I was the one saying get rid of him, and everybody was going, oh no, it's Doug Martin. Here's the thing about Doug Martin, and he's a terrific guy, but you play maybe 4 years pretty much. Sure, you got Gore that's been hanging around for a while, but you play maybe 4 years as a running back. And get ready for this. Doug Martin is really not that much higher than I am, and I'm talking about height. Height. He's probably maybe 4 inches taller than I am. He's no 6 feet. They can say whatever, but the guy's got to be like 5'8". And I was just surprised that they went and did this thing. And I said, now you have to pay him for the next 5 years. And he's probably not going to do very well. There's some kind of stinkiness there in which they put him on the bench. They said there's nothing wrong with him, but he's not going to play. So they're acting like nothing happened. Something happened in the middle of that. But it's okay. I get involved in that. Did I tell you, did I finally cough it up and tell you about... Maybe 4 years ago, they thought it was very funny. I mean, I don't do that fantasy crap at all. And they thought it was very funny, and they put me in a CBS thing. And they were like, ha-ha, we put you in this CBS fantasy football. Well, first of all, I don't know anything about fantasy football, because I never did it. And I didn't do a thing, and I ended up winning. I don't know what I did. I just sat there, and I didn't do anything, and I won like a half a game. So then I thought, well, aren't I cute? I said, well, let me do this again. So I did it like a couple of years ago, and I got 2 fantasy football teams. I was more confused than you can ever imagine. I had no idea what was going on. I said, I will never do that. So I'm playing around this summer, and I'm kind of looking at some things, and I said, well, let's do the mock drafts. And I'll see how I do in this, and I'll see how I do, blah, blah, blah. And I did like over, you know, 4 of them just to see how I did. Well, not for nothing. Like 4 days later, I get something in the mail that says, you have 4 fantasy football teams. I said, what are you talking about? I can't even do 2. Well, you have 4 of them. Well, that's what I was supposed to do. Well, one of them was really close, and Travis Kelce killed me the other day. And ended up coming in 2nd. But I came up like 3rd and 4th in the rest of them. I wasn't like number 19. But I will never do 4 fantasy anything ever again. None of that is ever going to happen at all. Let me talk about stuff that's going on. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know how I love my TV, especially when there's nothing else going on. Do you know there's a Ninja-thon on in Esquire? I saw stuff that went back to like 2016, or no, 2012. It started out in 2012. And it wasn't even Akbar. It was another guy that was doing it. It was John Mosley. Is that who it was? The guy that's a skier? I don't know who he is. That's what I think he was. Leah Remini, if you haven't seen this yet, go to it. It's on A&E. She was with the Scientologists for like 35 years. And now... she just said, okay, we've had about enough of this. She came out of the Scientology. She is sitting down and she has the ability to do a show and get it done. So they're having a fit with her and anyone who was involved in this. They're over it. But if you haven't seen this, Leah Remini's Scientology and the Aftermath, I think is what it's called. It's on, I think it's on Mondays, and it's been spectacular. And you should really watch it, because it comes from different ways in all of that. Oh, by the way, Sherlock is back January 1st, I think it is. And he'll be back for 3 episodes. If you haven't seen this, I know you know what Benedict Cumberbatch is all about. Is his name Cumberbun or Cumberback? Anyway, It's coming up. There's three episodes that probably go for like an hour and a half on PBS. We love, love, love all of that thing. All right. And now we have very important things that we must tell you about. For people who, I guess, have listened to my show for a number of years, know that for most of my show, during football picks, my grandma did the NFL picks on my show. Well, let me just tell you, you knew her when she was 99. You knew her when she was 100 and 101. And she was still doing football. People were like, yes. But you only talk to her after she's had her two scotches. Because at 5 o'clock, she has a scotch and water. And then she has a half a scotch and ice, whatever it is that goes in that. And that's what she has. So we always talk to her afterwards. And she's been very good. And we've been doing this for a long time. Last Thursday was her 105th birthday. And bless all the people in the world that have to go through horrible things with their grandparents. Mine's perfectly fine. She doesn't have Alzheimer's or any of that stuff. But she did drop her hearing aid and she squashed it with her foot. I don't hear very well on this. Okay. You know, she lived in this big house, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, got orange trees all in the back. I'm like, you're here alone and you're 104. Do we think that maybe we should maybe put you in assisted living? I don't want to go to assisted living. I know, but you know, it's better and you got people to play with. Yeah, yeah. She doesn't love it, but she understands. So she now, 6 or 7 months ago, we put her in there and she likes it. So I took her out to dinner, you know, a week or so ago, cousins and I took her out and it was fab. And we just said, oh, it's your birthday, blah, blah, blah. Little did she know that we had a different birthday party that was last Thursday. She thinks we're going to take her out and she shows up and they've got everybody in the place is there. They've got some guy who is singing Spanish. Most of you people know that I'm Cuban to begin with. He is singing in Spanish to her the entire time. And he's going right up to her face and singing and doing all this stuff. He's got like the shirt way down like this, all this stuff. And they're singing everything from Silent Night to who knows what they're singing. I don't know what they're singing. And it's spectacular. And everybody from this assisted living, which is a very nice place, and they all are down there. And he starts singing Silent Night. And my cousin is getting up going, everybody sing Silent Night. I'm like, Inez, they're all in wheelchairs. They all have walkers. They can't really. And she's telling them to stand up. I said, they can't very well stand up. But everybody enjoyed it. They all had cake. They give them punch. They don't let them get too, you know, they don't let them get too loosed up there. But they had a wonderful time. And then one time I was going, how did you do? And she said, it was okay. I said, did you enjoy it? It was okay. All right. Thank you. Like you had something else to do in the assisted living. But we all came to visit her for 105 years old, and she really is spectacular. She really is. And at least 10 bottles of Johnny Walker Red showed up for her birthday. We thought, what else are we going to get her? That's what she really wants. I mean, we could take her out and do this and do any of that stuff, but that's what she really wants is her Johnny Walker Red. So we put all of that, and we put it into her big apartment thing that she has there. But you know what? Bless your heart for somebody that's 105. And it's not like some other aunt that I had that, you know, you had her in there for 10 years and nobody really talked to her because you couldn't say anything. And this one's going around. We went out to dinner with her. She was spectacular. 105 years old. I don't know. I should hope to live that long. You know, I got to be honest with you. Another person has gone. Carrie Fisher dies. Please let 2016 be over. You know what? I just saw Carrie Fisher on the Graham Norton show on BBC last week. She was on there with him. That's exactly who was on. And I guess she was coming from London to LA. And that's when she had the heart attack. You know, you can say, and I got to be honest with you, you know, we were all over at first, I think we were very much all over, you know, being crazy for the for Carrie Fisher, that whole thing. But to think that, I mean, they said she was stable. Evidently, she's not very stable if she passed away. But she dies after that heart attack. And I'm so surprised. Because, you know, we live in a world, they go, oh, they had a heart attack, but we'll take care of it. You know, give them this and they'll be. Princess Leia dies at 60 years old. And I happened to just see Graham Norton, and she was on last week, like last Saturday or the week before, I think it was. I just saw her on TV like a week or so ago. They said that she was fine and she had a heart attack. I have to tell you, I was talking about it. My friend was like 53 years old and she was going into her house and nobody else was there. And she had a heart attack right then and there. And it wasn't until somebody came by to visit that she was dead. It's kind of weird, especially when you, oh, we've got this all together and we're taken to Cedar Sinai, blah, blah. And Carrie Fisher is gone now. I don't know. It just seems 2016 needs to end. It needs to end. I'm tired of this Star Wars stuff. I'm tired of all of these people. Kind of freaked out, but okay. Have I gone through this? I've done everything today. I can't believe it's the end of football. And you know what? I got to watch. What is this? I got to watch Army or something on TV because I got nothing else to watch. Maybe I'll go outside and see what's going on. I'm not going to say anything, but I know it's fairly warm in a lot of places. It's 84 yesterday and today where we are. I don't know what's going on, but it's okay. But the air conditioner's been on. It just never seemed to go off. I think I've done everything I'm supposed to do. Have a wonderful new year. I'll be back to annoy people on the other side because they make me show up and do this all the time. I am the fabulous sports babe. That's why we call it the Babecast.
If you know the babe at all, you'll know the show never ends.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Follow her on Twitter at Real Sports Babe and subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. This has been the Fabulous Sports Babe on Radio Influence.
Radio Influence brings you the best in digital media broadcasting. When it comes to sports, we've got experts like national sports radio host Rich Herrera, the Fabulous Sports Babe, and former Major League Baseball manager Kevin Kennedy. Want a good laugh? Then go on the beach with Pants and Roller Girl. Get Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy, or just LOL with Nancy Alexander. And when it comes to real life, Dangerous Conversation with Scott Ledger and Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill will make you think. When it comes to what you want, Radio Influence has you covered. Find our programming on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.